This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.
The program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
Ooh, whoa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is January 23rd, 4:06 p.m. Are there any other Tuesdays left in January? Is this it? Oh, yeah, one more. There's one more. I was like, we're done. January's gone.
Because we want the snow to be gone. We want everything to be gone. We want to start the spring already.
We want this rain out of here.
I'm not looking forward to February. February is usually... I know. The death of me.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's usually snow every week, every week, every week, every week.
I would take, I know.
No, no, no. Get out of this.
Over
Get
the
out.
R word any
no.
day. I would.
Rain. Yes.
Why?
I will take rain.
No.
Over snow?
Over
because
snow.
I have the shovel. That's why.
Oh, well, then you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't be shoveling. You get people to do that for you. I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my fabulous co-host who does not like to shovel, Chrissy Denalian.
That's right.
And in case you're tuning in for the first time, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However, we are not one of them.
We are fun.
We are.
We are very entertaining to each other.
We are.
At least. But we are not syndicated. So because we're not syndicated, you can give us a call here in the studio if you have any questions about property management, how to run your property better, how to advertise for your property, any questions about property management, because we are part of IREM, the Institute of Real Estate Management.
We're the heartbeat.
The heartbeat. We
ba-boom,
are. Go-gong. Go-gong. We're Dirty Dancing, the Dirty Dancing Heartbeat.
Oh, my God. That's right.
But you can give us a call here on in studio. Our phone number is 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
Yes, and we are live here in the studio every Tuesday talking about all things property management. And in case you were tuning in for the first time and you were wondering what IREM is, what we do, and what that stands for, well, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management, the most professional group in the whole entire world.
For managing real estate, yeah.
In 15 international chapters as well as across the United States.
Yes.
Of America.
You usually like to bring up Japan now. No?
No, Brazil.
Not, oh, Brazil. You're moving south.
I'm
now.
Taking the radio show right to Brazil.
Brazil.
Going to that chapter. We are going to have a special caller calling you a little bit later on the second half of the show.
Most special caller that we've probably
El Presidente.
Ever had. El Presidente.
Carrie Corvino. She is our president of the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. Carrie's going to be calling in the second half of the show, talking about the membership appreciation night tomorrow night, kind of why we do it, what's going down, and she might be revealing.
Might be.
Might. I don't know.
Something's brewing.
Something's brewing.
Something's brewing.
That's what she said last time she was him. All right, Chrissy, go ahead. Locally.
Yeah, locally, like Dina said, we are the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing that you might be wondering is, what do we do here at IREM? Well, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage like a little mom and pop place that has just a two-family tenement building, or if you manage a massive apartment complex.
Like Chrissy.
Or, no, I'm not saying that, but if you manage elderly housing or maybe a single-family home or commercial building, I mean, I would say that the Institute of Real Estate Management is definitely for you.
Definitely.
If people are looking for a career in property management, or maybe you're looking for something different, like you work all day, you hate your job, you're stuck in a little cubicle, you punch in numbers all day, and you just, is this
routine,
it?
Routine, just day after day.
Is this it?
Data entry, You no longer have any type of fingerprints, social life, social skills, nothing.
You don't talk to anybody.
Pod people.
Yeah. That's going to be a little rough. We'll talk about pods in a little later.
We'll talk about pods later.
But if you're just looking for something different, I would say property management, I can attest to every single day, every single hour is different in property management. And with IREM, what's wonderful about IREM is that we give the training, tools, tips you need to better run your property. So even if you're looking for to have a kind of designation as a property manager to be recognized as a professional property manager, we actually offer two different designations. One being the ARM, which stands for
the Accredited Residential Manager.
And our second one, which is like a degree from Brown University,
yes,
we like to say. That one is called our
CPM, which is our Certified Property Manager.
And we like to say it's pretty much equal to a degree from Brown University in property management.
Yes. And one of my favorite things, that I don't hold either of these. However, one of my favorite, you know, things with both the ARM and the CPM is if you got trained and you acquired those credentials and you became a trained professional in this industry, you could take this with you anywhere.
Anywhere.
Not like
Brazil.
You could take it to Brazil. Not like if you were to, you know, obtain your real estate license, which, you know, I did recently. It's I can only I can do that in just three states, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Mass. But other states, I'd possibly have to go to more schooling, take other testing, learn the state laws. And, you know, the ARM and the CPM is great. And there's jobs all over. And there's apartment communities going up everywhere. It's unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, I know because we manage some sites like out of the company that I work for, we manage some sites down in Florida. And I feel like every day there's a new one that's being built.
It's unbelievable.
They knock down 10-year-old buildings and put up new ones because the competition is so crazy. People are just moving like crazy down there in droves. So, but with either of these accreditations or if you just have property management experience, you can kind of use that everywhere. I know Dean is always talking about going to California. She's going to get her ARM and be out of here.
Oh, my God.
Swear. Watch out, little kitties. She's moving to California.
Listen, if I can ideally, okay, this is it. I'm going to find an apartment community that's like on the beach of Malibu, maybe Santa Monica.
These
I like
are high
both
standards.
Of them. No, listen, I like them both equally, even Santa Barbara. I will work just for my little probably 800 square foot apartment. Me and the kids shacking right up in a one bed. It's quite, we open up
cozy,
the windows
cozy.
And you just see the Pacific coast. Oh my God, the water is beautiful.
The water's beautiful here too.
Yeah, but not like
12
months out of the
beautiful.
Year.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful. You could be sitting out there.
But there's
water
mountains
view.
There. There's California there.
There's earthquakes there.
Okay. Well, not a lot. Listen.
Possible tsunami now.
Okay, I read that.
I know, I heard,
wow,
I
you're
heard that
killing
this
me
I'm
today.
I'm sorry.
Totally.
I'm sorry, Dina.
Wow.
I'm going to knock you down.
Rain
okay.
on my parade.
You got to love Rhode Island. You're from Rhode Island?
I love Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
I do.
Through and through.
I do. I love it. But if I was going to be
anywhere else,
it would definitely be California. But that's not happening anytime soon. So let's carry on. So,
With
those designations, Chrissy, you have your ARM.
And I do.
We actually have one of the tracks going on right now. So we have some students that are in class that are hopefuls
they wrapped
and CPM.
Up yesterday, I think.
They're all done?
Yeah, I think they wrapped up.
Oh, the 22nd. That's right.
Yeah, I think
they're all done.
Their test was yesterday. Watch out.
Yes. And there was some CPMs in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. So I think probably May at our awards night is probably the next installation, I would imagine. So at that time, we can install them.
That sounds wonderful. We had a big install come December anyway.
Well, yeah, because all of Prasarn was there.
All right, calm
all right,
down.
Whatever. All right, so listen, we are going to take a short break. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after.
Now back to IREM Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:17 here on IREM Today, the property management show. I'm Chrissy Denalian along with my not basic co-host.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dina Semirelli. And we're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
How about those Patriots?
I know. We didn't even talk about
that. Oh, my God. How did we totally not say two words about that?
We didn't. We didn't. And you're decked out in your Patriots hat.
Well, as per usual. I mean, I'm pretty excited.
What an amazing game that was.
Oh, it was.
A nail biter. I don't think anybody has nails left.
No.
Because of it.
Well, I don't look at it. I lost this one and that one. This one because I hit the table. But that was a different story. But yeah, no, I'm pretty excited that we're going back. It was fun. Last year, I don't know if I ever told you, but last year I had actually went to bed right out. Yeah. So we were down. Like down.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know if it was the end of second quarter, halftime. I don't even remember if I saw halftime. And the only reason why I went to bed was the next morning, Monday morning, I had to be on a flight at 7 a.m. in Boston, which meant I had to leave my house at like 4:30, which meant I had to go to bed at a decent time. And because we were so far behind, I said, am I really going to watch the rest of this game, or am I just going to sleep and get a decent night's sleep at this rate? I wake up and a friend of mine literally texts me at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was like, can you believe like that win? I can't believe we pulled it off. And I'm like, what is he talking
about?
I went right on WPRI.com, my app, and I was like, how? I missed the game. What happened?
How did this happen?
Let me tell you.
So, Dina, you should have gone to bed sooner, and then maybe we would have won sooner.
And the crazy part is, where I was going to Atlanta, we had just beat Atlanta. So that's what my corporate office was. And when I had went down there, I talked to one of our higher VP in sales, and he was telling me, I was telling him, I said, oh my God, my poor son, because my children had slept at my father's that night. I said, my poor son went to bed. He was crying. He was so upset. I said, but imagine my dad got to wake him up this morning and tell him. So now I'm saying this to a Falcons fan. Yeah. He goes, that's funny because my 9-year-old son went to bed thinking we won. And I had to wake up and tell him that we lost. I'm like, oh yeah, you win. Okay. But anyways.
And then you went down there in your full Patriots attire.
Me and my,
right?
Okay. So we had a very strict dress code, believe it or not, for this EDU, like this educational training seminar. And the first day that we showed up, we were able to wear like black pants, our Rent Path like track jackets, and like, you know, rubber soled shoes, whatever. Mm-hmm. So me and my cohort Amy, we both go in, of course, with Patriot
underneath.
T-shirts underneath the track jacket, but we did have them unzipped and open, and we walked into the room. I thought we were going to get stoned. The CEO of our company was like, are you
They're
kidding
fired.
Me? Yeah, like
They're
get them
fired.
Get them out
get
of here.
Get them back on a plane, back to Rhode Island.
Yes.
Out.
Yes. But yeah, okay. So go Patriots. We're very happy that they're in the Super Bowl. Okay.
Very exciting.
Very excited.
So I guess getting back to property
getting
management.
Getting back to our show.
I guess
regular
the actual,
scheduled show.
Actual thing that we normally talk about. We were talking a little bit before the break. Give you a little teaser about pods. Not Tide Pods.
No.
Just
oh, jeez. So awful.
No. I know. That's the worst thing.
Not that kind of show, Chrissy.
It's terrible. but actually, right on our national website, irum.org, there was a little article about this Minneapolis office, and they're looking for new amenities. So they said, why not create a nap pod? Nap. Like, go take a little nappy and get back to work and you're going to feel refreshed and you're going to be more productive. And
can you nap? Can you nap for 20 minutes and get up and be refreshed?
Well, I feel like more tired.
I feel like I need to sleep for 3 hours.
They've been saying like, oh, if you only want to nap for a little while, you should drink a cup of coffee before you take a nap. And then when you wake up, because you only take a 20-minute, 30-minute nap, you'll be up and refreshed, and because that caffeine will hit you then.
Kick in like 20
and
minutes
I was like,
later.
I think that would be the worst sleep. I'd be tossing and turning the whole time.
That's horrible.
But
why are they putting these nap pods in? Are they trying to keep up with the Joneses? What did we learn in this article?
They're saying that people are seeing different kinds of amenities and people
and
are
not. This is in commercial buildings, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, this was in Minneapolis, and people are not looking to just rent office space. They want a rich array of amenities to help attract and retain employees. So they said that nap pods are part of this trend.
It's unbelievable.
And this is, I guess it's a Massachusetts-based company. It's some technology company that offers service to boost workforce safety and productivity. They suggest sleep deprivation among workers can lead to mistakes, accidents, and lost productivity.
That's unbelievable. I wonder, like, are you allowed a certain amount of nap time?
They said 20 minutes. 20
no,
minutes?
No, I mean, like, a week. A day? Can you take a nap a day?
Every day?
Every day you need a 20-minute nap?
That's
like,
a waste.
Oh, my God. That, like, that's how is that not being productive? Like, they're productive from the company standpoint. These people are on the payroll, and they're sleeping in a pod. But this is pretty wild. It says that it looks like a futuristic dental chair.
Yep.
And he says it uses a combination of lights, music, and vibration to lull users into slumber, then wake them 20 minutes later. I don't know.
I don't want to be lulled, and I don't want to be woken up.
I feel like, imagine like our work day. Or your work day. You just had tenants coming at you.
I got to go take a nap. I can't really deal with this emergency.
You're dealing
right
with, like, let's say, like a water main break or something happened, and you're like, I'm just going to go sleep for 20 minutes and I'll be back.
Oh, I'm not in the office. I'm taking a nap. I'm sorry. This is my nap time. You're gonna have to go.
And they said they only have two of these pods and they're used consistently. Like, is there a sign up sheet?
Like,
two pods.
Do you come in to work and then you're like, oh, you know what? I really didn't get enough sleep. But can I just take a little quick nap? And then I'll be productive for the rest of the day, I promise.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I saw something on Shark Tank recently about, like, they had, like, nap, what were they called? Nap studios. But it seemed a little gross because they had, like, these pillows and they were asking, well, how do you clean it between each person? And they're like, well, we wipe it down and then at the end of the day we clean them all. And it's like, I don't really want to sleep on a, like, somebody's drooling on that and...
Hey, here's something. Why don't you just go home for an hour? It's free.
I don't know.
It's your own sheets.
House. Yeah.
It's just probably you could shut off. There'd be no distraction. Put on your own lullaby music, whatever you need to do. Yep. Get up, make a coffee, splash some water on your face, and go back to work.
You would think so.
I wouldn't go to a nap studio.
Nap studio or a nap
I'd
pod.
Love to
I don't
know.
Even these nap pods, they seem a little... what's the word I'm looking for?
Useless?
Here? Well, no, they
stupid?
A little, I don't know.
Not necessary?
Archaic, I guess. Like, they look a little creepy and weird.
Well, yeah. Well, you have a picture of one?
Yeah, it's right on the...
futuristic dental chair. Yeah, oh, my Lanta.
This is it.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a ride in, like, Space Mountain.
It's a little scary looking.
Yeah.
I don't think I
would
want to
sleep in
this. I don't
know if I could
sleep
in that.
I don't... They have, like... earphones that you put on and the little armrests, but
no.
It seems I guess you swirl around the base of it and then that way you're in this little cocoon.
No
Dina's just
you
says,
know what
no.
So I would actually like to maybe have one of those in my house, so when I was in it my children knew it was mommy's time and you're not allowed.
Dina!
Listen, I will make sure they're fed, washed,
Dina.
Cared for, loved, hugged, squeezed, kissed, everything. But if I had a nap pod, and as soon as I go in and I shut the door, and I put like that close sign, like close for business.
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Mommy's got her eye mask on, her headphones.
Yeah, just give me 20 minutes, because you know what I do now for that moment?
Shower.
Lock myself in the bathroom.
Like shower.
Yes.
Yeah, shower.
Be much more comfortable if I was in a nap pod.
A little nap pod. So,
all right. So I don't know if this is ever coming to Rhode Island. I feel like
I mean,
some
it's
of this
a Massachusetts-based
is-
company, so maybe they're trying other places, but Minneapolis was the only one that actually picked them up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. They needed residents.
Yeah, I get. Well, there you go. And then we found another article, Chrissy. We were talking, what was it, last year?
I feel like
at
last
some point
year,
we had, right, Frank Flynn yeah. come on and one of
Valentine's
the,
Day.
Was it this Valentine's Day one?
It was.
Oh, it's almost a year to the day.
Yeah.
Because this was a year ago, this lawsuit. There was a lawsuit against Airbnb from the conglomerate Amco Management Company. And they were suing Airbnb because some of the residents in apartment communities were actually renting out their bedrooms on Airbnb, which was a breach of their lease. They're not allowed to sublet, not allowed to do any of that. But the resident themselves have taken it upon themselves, and you can get a pretty penny. I mean, you know, if you rent it out, I mean, and I don't know, maybe these people were going to stay with a friend. I have no idea, but they were definitely renting these out. And, you know, one of the big, you know, issues were, you don't know who you're renting to. This could be very safe for anybody, any other resident that's in the apartment community. There's no background check like you do when you process an application for a new resident.
They have access to all of your amenities. They have access to your buildings.
Yes.
So I'm sure that these aren't individual like little
townhouses.
Yeah,
what if it's a key code, a key fob or something?
They have access to all of that. And because a lot of these tenants are able to rent it out, like they could rent it out for probably what's equivalent to their rent or more. You know, if you're just getting a few days of rent, people will pay more for, you know, to live in a place rather than pay for a hotel.
Yeah, it's a premium.
It's still probably going to be less than what a hotel would be.
Absolutely.
And they would still have access to amenities and pool or something like that. So with the Airbnb, I mean, I don't know. I feel like with a lot of the damage that was caused, I would think that somebody should be responsible, whether it be the tenants or the Airbnb
I think both.
Renters.
You and I were talking about, I think both of them should be responsible. One, the resident themselves, because they broke their lease. And two, if the renter, so to speak, from Airbnb had defaced the property in any way, shape, or form, they should be responsible for the damage as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how you...
I've never used Airbnb. I have a lot of friends that have used it. Can you also rate the Airbnb quality? I think you can.
Oh, yeah. Review?
Yeah, you can review it. So,
For sure.
I know that AMCO is trying to also get them to pull all of their properties off their site, but they Airbnb said, no, they can't do that.
Well, are they listed by individual
residents?
How would they know if it's an AMCO property, if somebody's just saying, hey, I'm renting out my room?
I guess they would know by the address, maybe. If they could give them the address. Or,
oh, that's true.
I
would maybe search that way.
But... I would also wonder, what were those reviews saying? Like, was it saying that the apartment complex was not up to standards, or like you would never stay there again?
Yeah.
You know, those are other questions that could potentially deter actual renters from your property too.
Yeah, exactly. And so the judge did rule in San Francisco that Airbnb was safeguarded under the Communications Decency Act, which does not make sites liable for content published by third parties. So basically, you know, Airbnb was like, hey, listen, we can't be responsible for somebody posting, you know, a vacancy on our website. We don't know that it's an apartment community. We don't know the lease agreement there. You know, maybe that's something that Airbnb needs to, you know, we don't know if they've changed.
Is it only supposed to be now... with the Airbnb, is it only supposed to be an owned home that you can rent out now?
You know what? I don't
know. There's other sites, HomeAway and everything else. So
what's that? VRBO? There's another one,
there's
too.
There's another one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, so. I've actually looked on this site before because I was actually going to get one in Newport. I don't remember. It was maybe like a year or so ago.
Because the price is usually pretty good.
Yeah, they're very decent.
What you're going to pay for a hotel or if a group of people are going, it's pretty reasonable for what it's asking. So.
Yeah. I personally would never...
you get grossed out.
I would never do it if like you were if it was your house and it was a two bed and you were there. That would freak me out.
Yes.
If it was just vacant completely, okay, then I'll think about
that's
it.
That's a little
but,
creepy.
Yeah,
I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
No, I know.
All right, so we're done being creeped out and talking about naps.
But we do have El Presidente coming on next.
We do, yeah. She's going to be, hopefully she'll be calling in. So we're going to take a quick break, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, you're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:34 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. My little bittersweet symphony over here. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my wonderful, fabulous co-host, Dina Semirelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. I hope Nancy heard her shout out earlier, apparently. So that's great. She's hearing backstage stuff. But we do have El Presidente, Carrie Corvino, on the line. Carrie, welcome.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Carrie. So, Carrie, I've been seeing all these tropical images on Facebook. Are you back to reality yet or what?
Unfortunately, yes, I'm back to reality.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
We have already started to plan our next cruise.
I don't blame you. Jeez, I was very jealous. I'm like, I'm not going to. You know what? I think I should unfollow her today or unfriend her on Facebook. But I didn't. I wasn't a hater. I was happy for you that you were enjoying that weather. It's beautiful.
I appreciate it. well-needed vacation.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. So, Carrie, we have our membership appreciation meeting tomorrow night. We've been talking about it for, oh, God, maybe
months.
2 months now, which we all know that has replaced the annual membership appreciation meeting that we usually do
as a
breakfast. But as you alluded to when you were in here, you had something brewing, and we're doing it at Providence Coal Fire Pizza, and we're actually doing pizza and beer or wine.
Yep.
Which Chrissy and I are both looking forward to. So, Chris, Carrie, tell us a little bit about, you know, the night itself. Why do we do this every year? What, you know, I the title itself is self-explanatory, but, you know, if you could just kind of, you know, tell the listeners what tomorrow night means, it'd be great.
Sure. It's an annual tradition for our Rhode Island chapter to give back to our membership and just sort of say thank you for being part of our membership and also for new people to learn who we are, what we do, and the benefits of becoming an IRM member and the education and the ARM and CPM. And we also try to promote our friends that night and say thank you to them and try to promote new friend membership, too.
Yep. And I, yeah, and I go ahead, Chris.
Are we gonna talk a little bit about what 2018 has coming up for the IRIM chapter?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of great things coming up this year, and that's really one of the points of the meeting is to kind of kick off the year and say this is what we have to look forward to. And we're kicking off the year huge already with a certification training at the end of this month.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, actually, I talked to John from 24 Restore. I think he might be on the show actually potentially next Tuesday,
but it might be
the Tuesday after. I touched base with him a little earlier because he said that they have a very big training that's going on.
They do. Our fentanyl biohazard training. John's actually teaching that class for Restore 24, and it's going to be a certification training. I believe registration closed yesterday, but
yes. You
know how we are. If we can pull a couple of strings to get a few more people in, we absolutely will.
Yeah, and Chrissy and I promote that every week. We say, even if registration is closed, definitely reach out, call Karen. She might be able to squeeze you in, you know? So
absolutely.
We definitely always encourage that. I actually invited two people that I had met at a property in Mansfield, Massachusetts last week from a management company to come to this event tomorrow night. So hopefully they'll come. They're very interested in IRIM. It's nice, you know, when I go out and I am talking to properties, new property managers, you know, meeting with them for the first time, you know, I actually always bring up IRIM. And, you know, some people are already involved, but these two had never heard of IRIM. And they were very, very interested. They're looking to actually network. They're looking for a new slate of vendors to work with, you know, just to have kind of, you know, some other people on the list that they already use right now. So I'm going to follow up with them tomorrow morning and hopefully they'll be coming as well and potentially be new friends of IRIM.
And really, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
I also have people who are not currently members, both as associates and as friends. That will be there tomorrow night also. Oh,
that's great.
So if you're not a member, it's only $20. So it's not bad
for
pizza and two beers.
And that's
two bottles, glasses of wine. You
exactly.
Know?
And that's what I told them. I said, this would be a great event, actually, to come. You know, it's very low key. There's no pressure. You know, it's about you can actually see what IRIM does for its members. It's a give back night. So I think, if anything, this would be a great night for somebody new to come in and see this. So hopefully they'll come.
I was just wondering, I don't know if you're going to reveal anything, but I know every year we usually pick a charity and we give back to a charity. Are you going to announce the charity for next year?
We are going to announce the charity for next year, and there will be two representatives there tomorrow night to talk about it a little bit. But I don't think this is a major secret, and since it is tomorrow night, I have no problem releasing some information.
Oh,
we're squeezing her.
Well, just between us girls.
Yeah, just we won't
just
tell
the
anybody.
Three of us.
I promise.
The charity we selected for next year is the Women's Resource Center. They are a domestic violence center that serves Newport and Bristol County. And the reason they were selected is what I like to call a lifetime ago. I had some personal connection to them. And just so happens, one night, I came back from an IRIM event and was flipping through Facebook, kind of on my IRIM, oh, this is great, can't wait for next year kind of stuff, and came across the Women's Resource Center and saw that they were also celebrating their 40th anniversary last year.
Oh, wow.
So they were founded in 1977 also, and I said, well, wow, what a great connection. My parents always taught me that things come around in life, and when you're ready, you give back to who gave to you. And I thought this was the perfect time in my life and in the IRIM life to give back to an organization that does a huge amount of advocacy for a great amount of people in the state of Rhode Island.
Carrie, what a wonderful story
amazing.
To share.
That's amazing.
Really.
Thank you for sharing that. Well, we look forward to working with them. And do you know, are we doing anything much like what we did last year with donating something tangible, or are we looking
cash.
For this to be a cash donation?
No, we are absolutely doing something tangible.
Oh, that's great.
You can keep it a secret if you
need to. I had the opportunity to visit their satellite office in Warren, and they're in one of those really cool historic houses in Warren that I think is like four stories high. It's absolutely gorgeous, and they run all of their programs and food bank and all of their advocacy and counseling programs and all their other great stuff out of this building. And it's, you know, one of those big old historic houses that could always use something. Aww. And they've got a children's room upstairs in the attic that is really cool, but needs some facelift. So we're looking to do some painting, maybe some mural work, if we can find someone in the chapter who has some art talent, mm-hmm. some, you know, hidden non-real estate talent that we don't know about yet. Or one of our friends of Irem, to come and maybe do a mural in the children's room.
Oh, that's
and cool. Then hoping to not only have the board members who we've had in the past do a lot of the work, I'd like to see some of the membership get involved. So tomorrow night we're going to ask the membership, you know, to gauge some interest and sign up to, you know, come on over and help us paint and help with the mural and do some other stuff down there. There's a couple other rooms there that we looked at. They've got a conference room and basically a blank slate room that we're looking to turn into sort of a meeting room for them where they can hold some, you know, women's group sessions or, you know, some small chat kind of thing. And we're looking to just set that up for them.
Oh, that is absolutely great.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful
I would love to do that. Yep. You know me. Sign me up to a little paint party. I'll be there.
And it'd be nice to have them on the show as well to promote it. And if there's anything that we can do on our end to help facilitate more funds for the for this for this particular charity, we'd love to be a part of it, Carrie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And we're hoping to do that again this year. So, yeah, we'll be doing the 50-50 raffles again at some of the events and, you know, pulling out some other stops. Of course, the golf tournament is the huge fundraiser for this one. But, you know, we've also liked to do a couple of little things for them. You know, they could always use some little donations. I know a few years ago we did backpacks for the East Bay Homeless Coalition. So maybe we'll do something along that line again. So we may have a couple of events in working with the Women's Resource Center this year.
Oh, that would be great. That's great. All right, Carrie, we're going to wrap up now.
Thank you for all the information you gave us.
No problem.
That was wonderful.
That is great. And we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Absolutely. We will be there at 5:30 with bells on.
Can't wait to see you.
All right, great. All right, thank you, Carrie. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. And we will be right back after this.
All right, it is 4:47 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Kristen Alien, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. That was very nice that Carrie shared a heartfelt story from her, and yes. It's our new charity for this year.
I'm actually very excited.
I think it's a wonderful, event that will, wonderful charity that we'll be giving back to, and I'm very excited about it. I know I've been excited about a lot of different charities that we give back to over the years, but I think this is a one that is very near and dear to everybody's heart.
Oh, absolutely.
And just giving back, the Women's Resource Centers it will be our charity for this year. So that's going to be great. I mean, she said
that all hands on deck, we actually get a chance to get in there and actually do some of the work as a chapter, which is pretty exciting.
Right.
And I would imagine very rewarding.
Right. So that was a big announcement. I guess we'll have more of an announcement tomorrow during our membership appreciation meeting. So tomorrow, as Carrie mentioned, we have our membership appreciation meeting. It's at Providence Coal Fire Pizza, but the one in North Kingstown. And it's a free event for all IREM members. And for non-members and guests, it's $20. Registration begins at 5:30. And there'll be pizza, beer, wine, tickets included, and a cash bar as well. But registration also already closed, but we mentioned her a little bit earlier in the show, but Karen, Karen Cuddle is our association executive, and she's always willing to squeeze somebody in, just get them right in. She wants people to network with each other. She knows every single member's name. I am impressed with her when I come in the door and she knows everybody.
Yes.
Like, aren't you this one? Aren't you that one? I was like, how do you know this, Karen?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And then that night she posts pictures and tags everybody in them.
Yeah.
She will know everything about you. She's my little CSI over here, Karen, Karen Cuddle. But if you wanted to come to that event that we talked about a little earlier, you can give Karen a call at 401-479-7734. She'll be able to squeeze you in, just like we had talked about her potentially squeezing you in our fentanyl biohazard training, which will be on January 31st.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about that or no?
What about, we have another event coming up. This one's in March. It is on the IRMRI.org website right now. You can register. It's called Trends in Property Management. It's on March 7th, 2018.
Who's presenting this?
Okay. Well, there's a panel of people. Okay.
And who's going to be my favorite presenter?
It would be me.
That's right.
So we have Sue Monahan, who's our regional chapter president.
I love Sue, too. Vice just
president.
So we're clear.
Yes, she's awesome. We have Eric
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. From Secure Future Tech. He's going to be doing the IT piece. You have yours truly representing RentPath. I'm going to be doing some digital marketing and advertising type shout outs, if you will, some information. I'm going to talk a lot about social media and reviews. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I don't think, really realize that just keeping up with your reputation online and also being very relevant in the social media space. And like we talked about last week, in the correct social media space that works for your property, your industry, whatever, you know, it is that you do, that's your face. You're advertising yourself. And again, when it comes to a property, you know, you got to treat that page as if it's advertising for potential new residents and also for resident retention. So, mm-hmm. Talk about that. I'll also talk about some SEO and SEM, which is search engine optimization and search engine marketing. I'll get into it in a very
She's
brief,
using acronyms
brief,
here, people.
Yes.
So I was lost.
Yes.
I was like, what
no,
is she talking
you were
about?
No, you very, very easy level. I will explain it. But I think it's going to be great. I like that we have. And then we have
Karen Rhodes.
Who's going to be talking from a human resources standpoint. So I think it's going to be great. It's at 1149 Restaurant in East Greenwich. Registration does begin at 8:15, buffet at 8:30, and then we'll have the panel presentation, some Q&A. And I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Registration for this event closes February 26th. So you can always go on our website, IRMRI.org. That's IRMRI.org. And you can click the events tab, events and education, and click on upcoming events. Scroll down to the bottom and just click right on register for trends and property management. And you can register rather quickly right through the website.
Yeah.
You can even pay and everything. And then Karen will shoot you a quick email saying you are now registered.
Yes.
And I will know your name and I will point you out in a crowd and I will know you.
And she will.
She
for
will.
For the rest of your life.
And then I will tag
you in
Facebook pictures.
So Chrissy, earlier today, we were talking about, you know, when we first came on the show, we were talking about the ARM and the CPM, but as per usual, we get to chatting and mm-hmm. we run out of time. We didn't really talk about our scholarship.
We didn't. And I feel really badly about that.
Well,
but
let's make up for it. Let's do it now.
Our scholarship is a wonderful thing that we offer.
Wonderful.
So because we offer the two designations, the ARM and the CPM, because those are designations, there is a cost associated with the class, which is a little much. So,
yeah.
You want to have that designation. You want to have those acronyms after your name. You will need to pay, obviously. So what we do is we offer a scholarship program, and you can go right on our website, right under the events and education tab, and click on scholarships. You have to register at least a month before
the 15th of the month before the class begins. That's the deadline.
But you can, it covers up to 75% of the cost. So if you go on here, you can fill out the application for the scholarship. They always say at all of our meetings, all of our chapter functions, everything, they are always like,
there's
a lot of money.
We have money. Take our money.
Please.
Take
our
money.
Please take it. It will cover up to 75% of the cost. So even if like you're going out on your own and you wanted to get the ARM designation or the CPM designation, and you know, you're working, but maybe you don't have a lot of money or you don't have a lot of funds available, why not apply for this scholarship? It's an easy application. You just have to also put out a personal statement, resume together, and a letter of support from a local IRM, either our El Presidente or a designated officer. If you go to any of our events, everybody's very friendly, social, and I'm sure everybody will be able to introduce you to the right people to get that letter of recommendation. But we do cover up to 75%, so I think that, you know, if you're looking to get maybe a little further in your career of property management, maybe you have just a year under your belt and you're like, I think I could see this as a lifelong career, you know, why don't you go online, apply for the scholarship, get your designations, or maybe you don't even want the designation. Maybe you just want to be a part of IRM. We do also offer an associate membership as well, which would give you access to all of our events, to our website, to our tools, tips, training, to all of our educational seminars. It's just a small fee that you would have to pay yearly in order to do that.
It's very nominal for what you get. And actually, if you were to go to the IRMRI.org website and apply for the associate membership, it brings you actually to the national website, which is IRM.org, which is where you fill out all the information there. But it's definitely worth it to have it. Coming to these events definitely has helped me both personally and professionally. The scholarship fund, when I am ready someday to take my ARM, I am definitely going to apply for it. Just as an FYI, the scholarship does not cover tuition for courses that were attended prior to you getting awarded the scholarship approval, and that you also have to use a scholarship within the calendar year that it was awarded. And I did learn, and I've mentioned this before, one of the, because Chrissy was just kind of going over the prereqs that were required as far as the application, the personal statement, the resume, you also need to be working in the property management industry for a year in order to get your ARM. Does not mean you need to be working there prior to you going to take classes. You could take classes and also start your job on the same exact day, finish your classes in a week, you won't be able to get installed and get your actual ARM certificate for a year. But
it usually takes a little while to get it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you pass the test, you still have to fill out a whole application to, once they send you something saying you passed, you have to send in more letters of recommendation.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have to fill out a whole form. Then there's an interview process just so that way you can get installed. So it's still a little bit of time that you have in between, you know, taking the classes and actually get installed anyway. So.
Yeah, but definitely take the classes, take the exam right away, get it all done. If you don't have a year under your belt, that's fine. They will hold on to it. You continue to work for that year and then you can get installed, you know, from that 12-month date, you know, and beyond. It's much like when I did my real estate license, you know, pass the class, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You pass the exam, that's another. But then I had to apply for the license.
Yeah.
So, and there was that's when you do your background check and all that other stuff. So it's pretty much very similar to this. It's not just like you take a test
and you're done.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great.
That would be great. But that's not the case.
Mm.
All right. So we have those events coming up. I think that's all we have. We talked about our friends. Also, you know, if there's anybody right now who's already in the property management industry, and they're looking for a job, you can always go into IRMRI.org and click on jobs. There's always new jobs that are available. As of January 16th, which was about a week ago, we had a new assistant property manager position up. And I would
My
definitely...
assistant property manager better not be looking at that.
Oh, boy. Okay, scratch
but,
that.
There are jobs, right on our website. You're just going to click on there. And there's all different kinds of jobs that they're looking for, from property management all the way to maintenance technicians.
Recertification specialists, superintendents, you know, vice president of marketing communications. It's very fancy.
Mm.
I think I want that. Vice president, I'm going to
Peabody Properties.
Yeah.
Peabody.
No, I like my job. I do. And you know what? if I did that, oh no, I still could talk on the panel because it's marketing. See how that just worked in my favor?
Look at her. Finding ethical ways to continue.
Always ethical.
Right.
So Chrissy, if somebody didn't hear us today.
I don't know how. I don't know how they wouldn't. But
how could they find us?
If they're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to becoming a friend to El Presidente's background to what our charity is, you can give Karen a call at 401-479-7734. If you missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IREM Today, I-R-E-M Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, iremri.org. I guess that's it.
And you can also subscribe to us too on the website. So if you if you go to iremri.org, to the left, it says there's two different where you can subscribe. One is for our email list and the other one is subscribe to the podcast. This way it'll get emailed to you every day. So how's that? I think we're done.
Okay. I'll see you next week. Oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.